A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Let my eyes stream with tears, day and night without rest, over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound. If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not. Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed? We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you. For your name's sake, spurn us not. Disgrace not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us, and break it not. Among the nation's idols, is there not any that gives rain? Or can the mere heavens send showers? Is not you alone, O Lord, our God, to whom we look? You alone have done all these things. The word of the Lord. For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us. Remember not against us the iniquities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low.
For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us.
Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins, for your name's sake.
For the glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us.
Let the prisoner's sighing come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. Through all generations, we will declare your praise.
The glory of your name, O Lord, deliver us.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus dismissed the crowds and went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burnt up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of his kingdom all who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear.
Verbum Domini.
Amid the weeds of the world, wheat springs up and shows us the way, the pattern of living and loving. Saints are raised up in a particular time and in a particular culture to show us ultimately that God has not given up on the world, that he loves us, and that he has a design for us. You might even say specific charisms that he wants to give to individuals, you and me, very unique to us. God has not given up on the world. On American soil, God in the first part of the 20th century raised up such a man to teach us about patience. Oh, how we need to learn about patience. Some saints would say, never pray for patience. God already gives you enough in the world to deal with. We don't need to pray for patience. We might need to pray for greater exercise of patience, but never pray for opportunities for more patience. You will get them. God raised up such a man to teach us about patience. And looking at salvation history, the patience of God is astounding. God's plan and his design are mysterious. And Father Solanus Casey gives us a glimmer of how patient God is. Last week, the vice postulator for Solanus Casey came to EWTN and visited and did two shows and presented the friars with a first-class relic of Blessed Solanus Casey. Tens of thousands of people go to Detroit every year and place petitions on his tomb. Many people reported miracles throughout his lifetime and even today. But you might say today you don't have to go to Detroit. Blessed Solanus came to you, those of you who are in this chapel, and through the miracle really of television and radio, for those of you who are viewing and listening, you might look at this as a place where Blessed Solanus today is speaking to you individually and helping you. On November 18th, 2017, Father Solanus Casey was officially named a blessed. 70,000 people were at his beatification ceremony in Ford Field, Detroit. But even more stunning to me is his funeral. 20,000 people at a funeral. To me, when people die and you see wake services and funerals, that is very telling of a person. When families come together, when people come together after the death of somebody, that is very telling of what this person had to give to the world, the person's life. And you might even say that they had a gift to give to the world, a very special gift that God gave them individually. Father Solanas was a Capuchin Franciscan friar who lived in Detroit, Michigan, that knew suffering, but exemplified hope, Christian hope. He constantly would say, "Thank God ahead of time. Thank God ahead of time, even before you ask for something from God." And God wants us to ask things from Him. But even thank God for the result ahead of time. This was for every little aspect of life, especially for adversity, trial, and suffering. He said, "We worry and fret about the morrow as though our dear Lord had never spoken a word about His divine providence or proved His loving solicitude for each of us 1,000 times a day. How often we worry that God won't provide, that God won't show up. We worry that God won't be there tomorrow or the next day. What about right now? This is where God meets us, in the present moment. And He will be there tomorrow. That's His design of divine providence. Father Solanas said, "Gratitude is the first sign of a thinking, rational creature." Gratitude, being thankful. And that's the disposition of Christianity. That's what brings you here at 7 o'clock in the morning for televised Mass. Because you're thankful to God. That's what the Holy Eucharist is. Thanksgiving. It's the ultimate expression of thanksgiving to God. To offer the Holy Eucharist. To be present when the Holy Eucharist is made present on the altar for our salvation. And if we are so disposed to receive the Eucharist every day and often if we can. He says that worry is a weakness from which very few of us are entirely free. We must be on guard against the most insidious enemy of peace of the soul. That is worry. He calls worry an insidious enemy. Instead, let us foster confidence in God, he says. Trust, confidence. And thank Him ahead of time for whatever He chooses to send us. And then he would end, "Oh, what God must have ahead of us if only we leave all to His planning." Leave it to God. Leave the final product to God. Surely that doesn't mean that we don't put our effort forth. It doesn't mean that we don't cooperate with grace and God's plan and try and live virtuously in this life. But leave the planning to God. Leave the result to God even. Psalm 84 states, "For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. He bestows favor and honor. No good thing does the Lord withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in thee." I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of the wicked. It's exactly what Solanas was, a doorkeeper, a porter. Porter was the first of the stages of the priesthood. Before the reform of the Second Vatican Council, there were 7 levels of the priesthood. And porter was that condition, that ministry that was given to as a opening, as the beginning of one's formation. Every Christian is called to be a doorway to God, to open up doors for people, not just physical doors. Nothing wrong with opening up. Obviously, we need to open up and be kind and open up physical doors for people. But there's many other doors that can be open. Just even the way we respect people, the way we talk to people, the way we invite people to a living relationship with the Lord. Maybe someone who is in need of a kind word that you see, somebody who looks down, to simply to share with them that the Lord has a plan, the Lord loves them. That could be the way in which you are a porter, a doorkeeper. At the end of the gospel parable, Jesus speaks of the final separation between good and evil. Our Lord says that the angels of God will be the harvesters and gather up and to separate what is good and to cast aside what is wicked. Our Lord's words may sound harsh to some ears. He says the harvest is at the end of the age. The harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burnt up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will collect out of the kingdom all who cause others to sin and are evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of the Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear. There are 2 kingdoms, the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And we choose to follow the kingdom of light, the kingdom of God, the kingdom that brings light into the world, the kingdom that makes saints. And here recalls the age-old question about evil. Why does a good God allow and permit evil? It might be frustrating to believers why such evil is permitted. There are many different interpretations, and I suppose this will ultimately be something that we'll never fully grasp until the end of time. But as St. Augustine says, God never permits evil unless there is a greater good that will come. Evil is done, evil is committed, he permits it, he doesn't cause it. God is never the cause of evil. But he can bring greater good out of evil being committed in the world. And in the meantime, we live amid a world that where there is immense goodness, not to focus on evil this morning. There is immense, immense goodness in the world. Wheat that wants to grow. And now and then, evil. Weeds. And perhaps one of the most important parts of the parable could be that the Lord doesn't desire the death of a sinner, but that he be converted and live. It's possible for a just man, the righteous man, to become wicked, to turn away from the Lord. And it's also possible for a wicked man, an evil man, the weeds, if you will, to convert, to come back. And this is what Silanus did his whole life, was invite people back. You might know, as a simplex priest, he wasn't given faculties to hear confessions and to even preach. He probably could have heard the best confessions. He probably heard many confessions of tens of thousands of people that came to him at the door. But at that time, he wasn't given the faculties to hear confessions. He was that doorkeeper. He was that porter that pointed people to the confessional. Imagine that, being a priest and having to direct people to another priest who could hear their confession. He probably did that thousands and thousands of times. And we can do that too as well. The people of God, you, could be like that doorkeeper, that porter who guides people back to reconciliation with God. I think one of the greatest things that we can do is to open up that possibility, to facilitate the possibility of that encounter with God in the confessional, to simply invite people back to the sacrament of mercy. And that might mean taking them with you, not just simply talking to them about it, not just simply telling them confession is the greatest thing on the face of this earth. It's the pearl, one of the pearls of great price. But actually inviting them and taking them with you while you go to confession. Maybe not taking them in with you for sure, but explaining to them about how to go to confession, how to reconcile yourself to God, and to facilitate that encounter, and to actually be willing to take them with you. In this parable, the Lord might be holding out his hand of mercy and begging the wicked to repent. One word that Silanus was known for was appreciate. If only we would appreciate. He said, the trouble with us is that we don't appreciate. He said, it's my humble conviction that appreciation is as necessary for social order and harmony as is the law of gravity to the physical world. Appreciation. He would say appreciation in everything. Appreciation keeps us grounded and recognizing our total dependence and trust in God. He would say, pray, have trust in God, things will be okay. And I'd like to pray a prayer specifically made for the canonization of Blessed Silanus Casey, for those of you here, and for those of you who are listening and viewing through the media. And maybe to place yourself in the presence of God. Maybe you're here, maybe you're listening, maybe you're viewing, and maybe you have something that you would like to present to God. Or maybe you have something that you would want to pray for. You bring your needs to God, other people who need prayers. A side note, the woman who had the miracle for his beatification showed up at his tomb with a large list of favors, not for herself. She was praying for friends, family, people that were suffering. And then after this long list of favors, she hears kind of a prompting. She hears an inner voice. And so she had this strong sense that she should ask. And this voice said, ask for yourself inside her. And she did. She asked for her own healing. It was a skin disease that she had. Genetic skin disease. And she was instantaneously cured at that moment. I pray this prayer for you, for your family. Place yourself in the presence of God and be thankful to Him ahead of time. O God, I adore you. I give myself to you. May I be the person you want me to be. And may your will be done in my life today. I thank you for the gifts that you have given Father Solanas. If it is your will, bless us with the canonization of Father Solanas so that others may imitate and carry on his love for all the poor and suffering in our world. As he joyfully accepted your plans, your divine plans, I ask you according to your will to hear my prayer for, and this is where you state your intention, your person, and even yourself. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And through the intercession of Blessed Solanas Casey, may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Blessed be God in all his designs.